This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Internet waves. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The big, big news around the globe right now, France, with now what is ostensibly 160 that are dead. It's just been going up and up and up. We started the show an hour ago, and it was in the 40s, and then quickly into the 60s, and then to the 100s, and then to 140, and now to 160-plus that are ostensibly dead in multiple attacks across France. According to a report from the AP and CBS News, there were at least six what are appeared to be coordinated attacks in France, various different people being shot to death. And there's a concert venue that had been taken hostage and multiple dozens of people just executed. It's just a horrifying scene. And, of course, the government now locking things down. James, you've got a list of some of the things that are being done or have already been done over in France. You want to go down a few for updates for people just tuning in?
Sure. So it looks like they're closing all the schools and universities tomorrow. Or I guess today.
They're telling everyone stay indoors at this point.
They're deploying 1,500 extra soldiers to Paris. They're delaying a bunch of flights and kind of, I guess closing down the airport. The death toll keeps going. You know, one thing I was just thinking, this whole stay indoors thing, you know, we kind of experienced that locally at the college one day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's like some situation like far away in Keene, and the whole school was on lockdown.
It wasn't that far away. It was a situation, a domestic dispute involving a gun that happened across Main Street from the college. So it was not that far from the college, but I think they overreacted, and they shut down the entire college and forced everyone to stay indoors.
It was really fascinating, though, because, you know, we're like eating breakfast and we're like trying to leave, and they're like, everyone, you know, is creepy because, like, all these people are like, you know, you got to come inside. And of course, they don't tell you what's going on. So it's like, you're even more creeped out. And we're just like, no, thank you, you know.
Well, didn't we know what was, we had heard something was going on with, like, a possible armed gunman or whatever.
So yeah, there's a lot of rumors.
We were listening to, I thought we tuned into the police scanner or something
that
like that.
Right.
And we heard something. But yeah, so we go regularly to the college because they've got a great breakfast buffet there during the week, and that was what we were there for. And when I say force, I was wrong. I shouldn't have used that term because it appeared as though they were forcing people to stay inside. So TJ, you weren't there for this, but what happened was we're just eating, and then we noticed all this commotion, and people started talking about what was going on around us.
And another funny thing, it was kind of fascinating to me, like, some school employee walks up to me and says, you know what's going on? Like, you know, I guess, like, she must have known, like, you know, who I am or whatever. So
really?
I thought that was hilarious.
James Cleveland, you have something to do with this. I know it.
You know, she's like, basically, I guess she kind of identified me as, like, a source of information, like media or press or whatever, which
could be.
I just tickled me silly, and one of the other school employees was like, don't talk to them. No talking.
So, so they, you know, there's something going on. We're sitting there trying to figure out what's happening, and we were kind of just finishing. We hadn't finished eating yet, but so when we finished eating, we decided we were just going to go ahead and leave anyway. Like, what would happen if we just left anyway?
Get arrested for disorderly conduct and refusal to obey an order and whatever else.
I don't think the college bureaucrats have the ability to give orders like that. So you would only get a disorderly, I think, if the police were there witnessing you doing something they didn't want you to. In this case, there weren't any actual cops in the immediate vicinity. I think there were we did see a couple of cops in camo, like with machine guns,
yep,
running by. So,
yeah, well, while we were eating, we saw, that's kind of what I think cued us into something going on, was we saw like camo machine gun dudes walking around.
It was King Police. in camo, and that was, yeah, that was definitely a heads up. So we tuned into the police scanner and started listening. And then we decided we were just going to go ahead and go because we were done with our breakfast. We're not going to sit around and, you know, wait and see what happens. Or you know, possibly be, if there is somebody with a gun on campus, basically be sitting ducks because yeah. This particular cafeteria is basically all windows. So, like, there's nowhere you can actually hide in the cafeteria unless you were to go back into the kitchen area or something like that.
Yeah. And, you know, this kind of touches on TJ's earlier point of, like, you know, you shouldn't shut down your whole life because, you know, like, there's
a skit fear.
Yeah, there might be something going on somewhere. I mean, he was talking about the D.C. sniper.
Yeah, and I remember, like, when this, I had just entered on duty at the National Security Agency, literally September 30th, 2002, the week this shooting started. It was my first week on the job. And everybody is ducking and weaving. They're like, you know, they were wearing all red, and they were saying, you know, we'll pump your gas for you in exchange for tips, because people didn't want to get out and pump their gas. They were afraid of being picked off by the sniper. And I said, well, D.C. has over 1 million residents. The chance that I am going to be randomly selected, if I am, it's just God's way of telling me it's my turn to go. And I'm just going to walk down the street like a normal person. Everybody else around me, even the other mathematicians who should have been doing the same math, which is,
what are the odds?
The odds are like 1 in 100,000. Like maybe in the entire, like I said, well, there's, you know, less than 1 in 100,000 chance. I have a bigger chance of being killed in the car ride down to D.C. Yeah. than I, like 100 times. That's the thing that really frightens me is the car ride down to D.C., not the thought of being picked off by a sniper at random.
Right. But, and weren't almost all the shootings at gas pumps?
They were some in the hardware like Lowe's and Staples parking lots.
Oh, okay.
What really got it alarmed is one of the employees was a civilian FBI employee. So there was some initial speculation of maybe this person is just attacking. And I'm like, well, this is utterly absurd mathematically. I mean, if you kill 20 people at random in D.C., probably one of them's going to work for the CIA, one of them's going to work for the NSA, one of them's going to work for the Department of Defense. It's a government town. But we were in panic, or I should say I wasn't in panic, but everyone around me was in panic, like, they're coming after government employees, and they're killing us. And I'm like, no, they probably just picked a random person walking in the parking lot, and that's the person they decided to kill. And, you know, I'm not going to be ducking and weaving. It's just, if they want to kill people, then eventually they're going to give themselves away, and they'll be shot dead, or they'll be captured, as they eventually were. And, you know, that was the end of that. And so
I want to come back to you mentioned these guys in red at the gas pumps. I want to come back and talk about that here in a moment, but let me finish the story about the school lockdown. So we finish up our meal and decide, all right, we're getting out of here. We're going to go and forget whatever the risks are. We're going to take it and we're going to go. And so we started heading out towards the front doors, and there was some bureaucrat, some school bureaucrat there who was saying something to the effect of, you can't go out there. And I forget what exactly I said as I basically walked on by her and just said, yeah, thanks, but I'll pass. And you know, I'm fine. Thanks, I'm fine. And just, you know, walked out. And, you know, we went to our cars, and there was no incident because there really was no reason to lock the school down. There wasn't a threat against the school specifically. It was a total overreaction. It was a domestic incident involving two people and a dude. I think he waved a gun. Do you remember he fired it? I don't know if he.
I don't even think there were shots. Maybe.
Yeah. I think he just pulled a gun out and, like, pointed it at the sky or fired it into the ground or something like that. It was some real non-issue to where even the victim of this domestic incident wasn't put in any actual danger unless he shot it into the sky, and then anybody would be in danger.
Well, I like it how, like, in my libertarian perspective would be, look, it's your life. You get to decide how much risk you want to take. So if you're out there and there's a guy shooting around and the police say, get down, leave, and you don't leave and you end up getting killed, that's your own fault. And they say, as long as you're willing to accept the risk that you could be shot, you should be allowed to sit. Like, if you're like, hey, Matthew Snow, he was suicidal, arm standoff, James Cleveland was like 100 yards away videotaping this whole thing, and the police are saying, sir, you can't stay there. And he moves back the first time, sir, you have to move back further. And James says, well, no, I want to film what's going on. I'm fine with the risk.
You know,
no, you can't take that risk.
Him.
Yeah, they arrested him for obstructing.
That's not really going to trial yet, by the way. That's going to trial in December.
That's right. And if I was in Paris, I'd be out there filming right now, because I think it's important to try to gather information about something like this.
Yeah, and so, okay, this is another good example. Right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, earlier this year, there was the Keene swatting incident. And this was a very similar thing where there was ostensibly some gunman who was holding hostages in downtown Keene. The police had their Bearcat out. They had their military equipment on and everything. And they were just letting people walk around in downtown. They didn't try to stop anybody, which was like a good thing, right? 855-453. Of course, they also wouldn't tell us why they had the military equipment out.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.com. .org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, apparently, the Department of Homeland Security is now giving military-style equipment to firemen. So you've heard of the militarization of the police, Well, now they're militarizing the fire department, and we saw this happening last night.
Oh, so yeah, it was epic. It was funny.
This is personal. This isn't some rumor. This is, you know, witnessed by the three of us here on this program. We'll get into that story, but I still want to talk more about security and risk-taking and your freedom, which, you know, the more these terrorist strikes happen, the more the government's going to use this as an excuse to destroy more freedom on the, you know, the claim that they need to do so in order to keep you safe. And we did, by the way, I did post a question on our Facebook page. For those of you just tuning in, there are now over 160 that are ostensibly dead in France over six different alleged terrorist strikes. There was several violent acts that took multiple lives in France today. And the question I asked on our Facebook page was, why is France the target of these attacks? We were speculating on the air earlier. I want to share some of your responses here in a moment. Also, TJ is new to the show. You've called into the show a few times.
Yes, I have.
So listeners tuning in recently have heard your voice before, but now you're actually in our studio here, and you're going by TJ the Spy. You have had nuts in your mouth all night long tonight.
Yes, indeed, I have, EA.
Yeah, from nuts.com. And so what have you tried? You've got our little box.
I have tried the pistachios. I have tried the some type of caramel praline. It is
Yeah, they've got the turtle things.
Yes, I mean, they have like some trail mix with pistachios, and it's just, they are incredibly delicious. And I remember I was irked because I called in, you know, doing my radio, I was, Ian, I'm here in Hawaii, and I have just been grueling with hours in limos. And, of course, you were going on and on and on about these nuts for, like, 2 or 3 minutes. And I'm getting quite irked because I'm trying to show the person, like, I'm on your show.
Yes.
And you're going on for, like, 3 minutes. I'm like, these nuts better be some of the best nuts ever at nuts.com. With as much as you're going on and, you know, like, taking into my airtime. And so I actually try them, and they're actually quite delicious. And I'm like, darn it, I'm going to get fat if I eat these things because they're so gosh darn good.
Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed with nuts.com, and they are fantastic. They're the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and other tasty treats that aren't so nutritious around the world delivered straight to your door. I mean, these we've also got a what was a 5-pound bag of
chocolate-covered pretzels. So that is my favorite one, the chocolate-covered pretzels.
Yeah.
The roasted cashews are pretty awesome, as are the organic trail mix. So we've tried them all, but I have to say that the chocolate-covered pretzels, I've been eating those down.
Now, we've only tried what is in the box. There are so many other different options over at nuts.com. In fact, you can choose from over 3,000 snacks, including dried fruit, sweet treats like these chocolate-covered nuts, cooking and baking goods. They've even got coffee and teas there, and they can do it up as like a gift basket or a gift tin. So this is perfect for the gift-giving season, which is we're, you know, just now entering into here. And, you know, it's great quality product. Certified organic, certified gluten-free, with or without salt, raw, sugar-free. You decide over at nuts.com. They've been around since 1929. It's a family-owned business, and they do an awesome job. The packaging is bright, it's colorful, it's attractive, and it's very, very nice. It's got the Ziploc seal bag, so, you know, the freshness factor is there with these products. And here's the deal for you. Use code FTL. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, if you're a new customer at nuts.com, you'll get four free samples. Now, there's a minimum purchase. I think it's $25. So you make your purchase and then load up with four free samples because it's going to be hard to choose, by the way, these four samples. You get 50 options from which to choose your four free samples. It's an extra $15 value, and you can go to nuts.com. Use code FTL like Free Talk Live for your free samples. That's nuts.com.
You know, I must say, I always love when the free market comes up. Like, I didn't even know I liked nuts this much. And then nuts.com, they come in like, and I can imagine, like, Michelle Obama getting on, like, we need to stop nuts.com because these things are loaded with calories, and people like TJ just can't watch his weight, and he's eating all these chocolate-covered pretzels and getting fat, and I'm like, well, but I like the chocolate-covered pretzels. Why are you stopping me and, like, you know, keeping me because I like them? It's like every time you have something good and delicious, like chocolate-covered pretzels, inevitably the government is going to come in and say, no, you can't sell them in public schools because the kids will get fat. And that is what
I remember being in government school.
Indoctrination camp?
Yeah.
The 13-year indoctrination that you got there?
I love it when they say don't sell things at government school because it instantly creates a marketplace. I remember when I was in sixth grade, they banned for some reason. So some kids had tear jerkers. These are
Oh yeah,
it's a gumball that has
has very, very sour outside.
Yeah, like citric acid. Yeah.
And they had like different soap. There was a grocery store down in Florida that was selling them in bulk at the time. I think that's where most people were buying them. And there's like different colors have different intensities of the tear jerkers. And so they banned these things in government school, and all of a sudden they became more available than they ever were, with kids like selling tear jerkers out of their backpack during breaks between class.
So it's like marijuana, basically.
Yeah, yep. Like an early version of that.
Well, I'm saying like the availability. Like when I was in high school, I could get weed much easier than I could get alcohol.
So we were talking about lockdowns and terrorist strikes. Now, with the news saying here over at Drudge Report, 160-plus ostensibly dead in these multiple terror attacks in France today. And I asked the question on our Facebook page to you, dear listener, why was it France? Why has France been the target of these attacks? And apparently France, just this week, struck some targets with aircraft in Syria. So could that have had something to do with this? Is this blowback for the attacks that the French Air Force has inflicted upon the people in Syria? Very good chance, I would say.
Well, what's France's dog in the Syrian fight? I mean, obviously, we don't support Assad because I forget which side we're on even sometimes.
I'm not on anyone's side.
It's very confusing. I've tried to read about it, and there's all kinds of factions. And
yeah, I'm on the side of peace. I don't know about you, TJ. Which side are you on?
Well, it depends. If I'm getting paid by the government, I would be like, wow, this is a great opportunity to get promoted right now. Because, I mean, no, seriously, whenever there's war, the assignments, like when you're at the end of the year, you want to try and make it look like you've done something to get promoted. And so working on a war effort, I remember like during Operation Iraqi Freedom, I felt kind of embarrassed because I was assigned to counter narcotics my first 3 years there. And so everybody that worked there, though, from the janitors all the way up to the general, we got these little Operation Iraqi Freedom coins as part of military tradition when you're part of a campaign. And so we would try and sell these on eBay, and then the inspector general's office, they would ban us from selling them, saying they're government property. I'm like, but you gave us the coin.
Oh, they give you your license, too, but that's government property.
Yeah, I know, and exactly. So we would have this thing. It's like, yeah, they gave us this coin, and so I gave it to my mom, and she was showing it to everybody. Like, my son is a spy for the U.S. government. He was part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I'm like, Mom, first of all, you can't go around telling people I'm a spy for the U.S. government. Although that might be true, it's kind of considered bad manners to go around announcing that fact. And the other thing is, I didn't do anything with Operation Iraqi Freedom. I was strictly Colombian counter-narcotics, counter-intel, you know, stuff out of South American desk. So I got a coin or an award for something I had nothing to do with, as did every janitor there. And so
Hold that thought. We'll continue. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More of your answers from our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. So why France? Why are they being targeted here? And also, how can the marketplace effectively respond to threats like this? This is Free Talk Live.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You've got what are probably at least 160 people now, according to various reports, dead in France tonight with at least six separate terrorist strikes coordinated across different areas. And there's, you know, more to say about this. We're going to do that. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live, you can actually help support what we're doing here. We talk about the ideas of liberty on a nightly basis here on over 150 stations across the entire week. So, you know, we reach a lot of people with the ideas of freedom. And if it's valuable to you what we're doing, then please support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And you get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only Facebook group, and more. Go and get signed up. And it makes a big difference for us when you do. So thank you to everybody who's amping or has amped the show. And we'd love to have you back if you are a former amplifier. Sometimes the AMP system will cancel someone's AMP for like a failed credit card, and they just won't get the notice. Maybe it'll go in their spam folder. So check out your account over at freetalklive.com. If you think you're currently an amplifier, just make sure that you're in good status. If not, just sign up again fresh over at amp.freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
It's James.
And TJ the Spy.
And so, yeah, lots of people dead tonight in France. ISIS adherents, according to Vocative.com, are celebrating Paris in flames. ISIS adherents began celebrating the horrific terror attacks across Paris late Friday, creating hashtags declaring Paris in flames well before the devastating scope of the worst attacks to hit France since World War II was clear to the world. Vocative deep web analysts discovered ISIS extremists praising the sophisticated and well-coordinated attacks within minutes of the initial explosions and gunfire that police say killed about 140 people. That number's now 160, apparently. At least six attacks occurred across Paris with as many as 100 people believed to have been killed just in the one concert hall after being taken hostage. Top propagandist from an unofficial ISIS media wing tweeted in Arabic, quote, "O crusaders, we are coming to you with bombs and rifles." The jihadist ended the tweet ominously, saying, "Wait for us." Another tweet discovered by their analyst said, quote, "The infidels were happy in the liberating of Sinjar at the morning, and at night they slapped themselves for Paris." There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the brutal violence, which began at about 4 p.m. Eastern time today. So 4 p.m. Eastern is probably 5 hours behind France, would be my guess. So probably around
7 hours.
No, is it that many?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll check.
So basically in the late evening hours, nighttime hours, was when these attacks started in France. And now there's a curfew. According to one story, this is the first time that France has had a curfew since 1944. So now, instead of just telling people that it's in their best interest to stay inside, it may actually be illegal to go outside.
Yeah, and it's 6 hours ahead of us, so right now it's 2:37 in the morning on a Saturday there.
Right, and this is continuing to develop over there. And as some of our listeners pointed out on Facebook, there were apparently French aircraft that struck Syria this week. So this could very well be a direct blowback response to those airstrikes. People get killed, their friends, their family members get killed by these French or American strikes, and they're gonna lash out. You know, if you've had everyone in your life or a good portion of the people in your life that you care about taken away from you by these foreign militaries, all of a sudden you're going to be really, really interested in things like suicide bombings and destroying the very people or the perception of the people who did that to you.
Well, I don't know. Like, honestly, my gut instinct says these people are probably just some people who are disaffected and want to go out and murder a bunch of people. And they're like, well, let's, do something Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold, Columbine High School style.
This is pretty big for, I mean, Eric and Dylan, Dylan and Eric were just two people. I mean, two crazies to have.
Well, sure,
this many
but, you know,
people.
You get six crazies. How much is, like, 300% increase? But it's just like, I mean,
this is pretty well organized.
Okay, Ian, like,
though,
if you and me and James, we all decide to go out because we're tired of the government and we decide to do something like this, how much credibility, if we said we're part of ISIS, do we really, like, anybody can claim to be part of ISIS, or anybody can claim to be part of Al Qaeda.
Well, so far, no one has claimed responsibility.
So when these people say, "Well, like, you know, we did it because of Al Qaeda," well, what proof do you have? Did you meet with anybody from Al Qaeda? Not that it makes any difference. You still killed a bunch of people, and you've really inconvenienced us because now we have a whole bunch of people that are afraid that, you know, unfortunately, terrorism really doesn't work with me because I kind of do the math every time and be like, well, you know, there's 6 million Muslims in France, and so if you have one out of a million crazy people, then, you know, you have six crazy Muslims. That seems about right. You get one of these terror attacks every year, and it's like, you know, it's kind of amazing that they don't happen more frequently. It's amazing.
It has been, what, a year since Hebdo? Wasn't that last year?
Yeah, and so it's like, you know, there are 66 million people in France, so if you figure that every one out of a million people are suicidal or homicidally crazy, that's like 60 crazy people at any given time. And
but, you know, to organize and to have, like, multiple attacks across
simultaneous attacks.
If it was like, obviously they're motivated by something, and it seems to, you know, it seems like they're
more
Islamic
than just crazy
terrorists.
Yeah, this is definitely more than just crazy. I mean, you have to be
crazy. Yeah, don't get us wrong. You are crazy.
You have to be
this
crazy to do something like this, but it's a motivated crazy. Like, you know, had the French government not been attacking the people in Syria and likely elsewhere over the years, they probably would not have suffered this. So, share your thoughts with us. Toll-free number is 855-453. Nate on our Facebook page says, "I guess this is what gun control gets you. If this happened in the United States, you know at least one of the hostages or people killed would have been armed and able to fight back." Well, at least in some portions of the United States, in places like New York or New Jersey, California, odds are very good that people would be completely disarmed in those places.
Well, again, you know, you get this, like, like in Phelps County, Missouri, I think it was 4% of the population had CCWs, and even I had my CCW. I very rarely had my weapon out in public. So, I mean, sure, yes, if you have, you know, like in Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, with James Holmes, the Batman shooter, it's, first of all, if you allow CCW, it's unlikely someone's going to have their gun and be there. It's just, it's so unlikely.
I think it's unlikely in New Hampshire. There are a lot of guns in New Hampshire.
Sure, and I mean, it's just, I mean, honestly, I said, if in order to really know whether guns stop this, we need to have more people concealed carrying, and then hopefully one of them actually has a gun and, you know, can take down the bad guy. But right now, I really don't see enough people carrying guns to make much of a difference. I mean, I would prefer to go to a movie
theater.
You're
new in New Hampshire, man. I've seen people in parking lots, you know, adjusting their weapons here in New Hampshire. They're everywhere here.
I'm totally new here. Yeah. I said so.
Yeah, and you can watch a couple videos. I mean, like, there's one I remember watching where it's like some internet cafe or something, and these, you know, like, young men go up and start holding up the people, and like, old dude like pulls out his gun and starts shooting them. And he's blasting them, and it's like a 60-year-old retired guy.
So wait, this is actual footage, or what?
I mean, you can like look it up on YouTube.
Where was this?
I believe it was in Florida, if I'm not mistaken, but. I mean, from time to time, it does happen where, you know, some CCW, but...
There's quite a few of them in Florida as well.
Yeah, maybe like an appropriate response would be like to encourage people to take their safety into their own hands. Like, don't rely on the government to keep you safe.
Right. Well, they only clean up the mess afterwards. I mean, that's absolutely all they really do.
And it seems like it's just getting more and more absurd. I mean, like, now it's like everywhere I go, I laugh. I see these like emergency defibrillator things out. You know, I don't know if you guys have seen that. Is this some kind of law or something? Like, what is the cost of this? And like, how much does it actually save? And like, people say you can't put a cost on lives, but you know, like,
we do all the time is actuarial science. That's what actuarial science is. You put a value on human life, so you have to put a value on human life, because if you want to have insurance at all, you have to say, well, what's the probability of death? If you die, how much are we going to have to pay out? And so there's a whole bunch of mathematicians. That's all they do is calculate the risk of dying from X, Y, and Z. And then if you want to buy X, Y, Z death insurance, we figure out a rate to quote you.
Yeah, and like, you know, like there's like all kinds of thought experiments you can do. Like, you know, should school buses be shielded from meteorites? Because there is a chance.
You never know.
Like a meteorite can, like, what would the cost of that be? And, you know, there's all kinds of just different ways you can think about it.
Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's free talk.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The military has been deployed in France. There's now a curfew. I don't know if it's just for Paris or if it's for the entire country. I have no idea. But it's a pretty serious situation out there. And, of course, the government's reacting in a way that will make people believe that the government is necessary. First of all, it's the government likely that caused this bombing in the first place. I don't mean to say that it was government agents who, or not bombings, shootings. Maybe there was a bomb involved. There were six different attacks, so I have not read details on all six of the attacks. We know there was a movie theater or a concert venue in which approximately 100 people were slaughtered, and then there's at least another 60 in the various other places, apparently. So it's pretty awful. And, of course, this is an excuse for the government to make itself larger and more intrusive and more oppressive than it has ever been. Joining you in our studio tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And we want you to join us on Skype. If you've got Skype, you can dial us up at username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. I prefer it because generally Skype calls sound better than the telephone. But if you'd like to use the phone lines, you can do that at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So people are basically on lockdown. They're being told to stay in their homes in France. For how long that will happen, we don't yet know. Are the attacks over for now? Maybe so, but maybe there are more coming. So all really hard to say. But what would we do without the government? This is what the government wants. They want you to believe they're necessary to keep you safe, when in point of fact, the government didn't keep a single one of those 160 people safe. They're dead.
They're out there with their Bearcats and their MRAPs and their rocket-propelled grenade launchers. I mean, the people are already dead. It's not like having a Bearcat is actually saving anybody right now.
No, the Bearcat's designed to save the police.
Yeah, well, it doesn't even save the police. It's like they're out there with all this fancy equipment and putting on a big show, and, of course, the attack is already over. I mean, the government cannot protect you from crazy people. They can only show up. I mean, so I always like to say the government is the agency, like the SEC is the agency that shows up to stop the fraud after everybody's lost all their money. I mean, that's the way every government agency, they always show up to stop something after everybody, after the thing has already occurred. So it's kind of like, you know, terrorists, you know, the police cannot stop a burglary. All they can do is show up after the burglaries occur. Very once in a while, a burglar will be caught in the act. But most of the time, it's the police showing up after the fact, doing an investigation. The things that actually stop crime are all private market things. It's burglar alarms, it's ballistic glass in the windows, it's razor wire fencing,
private
security. It's locks, private security guards. Those are the things that actually stop crime. And the police, all they have is an investigation role. They hopefully show up to catch the perpetrator after.
And they're not
crime.
So good at that either.
Yeah, I mean, so you kind of imagine, like, what would you have if you didn't have the private police? Instead, if you had a bunch of people being shot like this, there might be many different ways to resolve this. Like,
you
didn't have government police, right. Maybe you would have, like, dining at an armed compound where everyone would have metal detectors, and you'd go in and have bomb-proof glass if that's where you wanted to eat.
I'm trying to remember who it was, but there was somebody who was looking at hotels recently. I think it was in Israel. Where, like,
yeah,
you know, this was a dangerous part of the world to just go and have yourself.
They all have private security with full auto Uzis.
Right, yeah. And on their website, they were advertising, hey, this is our security squad. This is, you know, the different things that they do, and this is why you should feel safe.
Comes
coming
from the five-star French dining. And by the way, our 50-foot setback from the street will keep pipe bombers at bay.
Right.
If there's a pipe bomb in the street, our cafe has some blast shields.
Exaggerating
glass, and so
was it you that was looking at it? I forget who it was.
No, I'm just pointing out that the market is amazing.
Yeah.
If there's this terrorist threat, if there's a risk that you could be blown up at a sidewalk cafe, look for cafes that have a 50-foot setback from the sidewalk and some ballistic shielding to protect you from that.
Right.
If that's what people want. Now, if you have a threat. That's what I love about the government, is they're always there to protect you against the threat that nobody really needs to be stalled.
Oh, it was the Freedom Fiends. Michael Dean just sent me a message. I was listening to them talk about it.
Yeah.
And,
you know, it's another example of supply and demand, and a government is, you know, interrupting, like, they're basically saying, oh, we're going to provide the supply, so it's like, well, I'm not going to buy it then, you know what I mean? So it's like another example of them distorting the market.
So it was the Freedom Fiends, which is a great overnight show. And they do a show 7 days a week, just like we do. The actual hotel was in Mogadishu, so in Somalia. It's called the Peace Hotel. Their website, Peace Hotel SOM, so as in Somalia, peacehotelsom.com. And then there's a page here all about their security services on the hotel grounds.
And can I address this reductio ad Somalium thing? Every time I say that I'm a libertarian, people go, well, if you don't like the government, go over to Somalia, because that's a libertarian paradise. And I say, well, the difference between Somali warlords and the U.S. government is simply a matter of degree. The tactics are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So in Somalia, if you disobey a warlord's edicts to not go or do something, they may kidnap you or beat you up or hold you for ransom, extort a ransom out of you, or even murder you. Here in the United States, if you don't obey the government's diktats, sure, they may kidnap you or throw you in jail or beat you up or, you know, hold you for a ransom or occasionally kill you, like they did Eric Garner for selling loose cigarettes in New York City. So, I mean, the methods are still the same. They're methods of force. They're not voluntary. They're not suggestions. The only thing that the Somali warlords and the U.S. government have in common is they both use the threat of violence to get you to comply with what they want you to do. So people who say, well, if you really are libertarian and you love freedom, you should go over to Somalia. There's no government there, with the implication being, well, it's such an awful situation over there that obviously you say, well, no, it's the same methods. It's just that the U.S. government might be a little bit more velvet gloved like in their suggestions.
Right.
You know?
The government has.
They'll give you five warnings before they imprison you.
Right. It's a better tax farm.
They've mastered the ability.
Free range cattle produce more, you know, better meat or whatever.
Right. And the governments of the world, specifically the westernized ones, have mastered the ability of obscuring the violence. They have. It's still there. Every government program is backed by the threat of violence against you if you don't go along with it. But, like you said, they'll send you a warning first. They'll send you a nasty letter. And then there's a court trial. And then, so it takes a while to get to the actual, you know, throwdown of we're going to use force against you if you don't do what what we say. And, of course, most people do what they say, so they don't ever really have to pull out the guns in most instances.
So when are you going to have your, like, Clive and Bundy Ranch showdown with the Cheshire County Sheriff, Ian? Are you going to be out there like, you know, I am not going to pay my taxes? And they're like, sir, you have to get out of your house because you haven't paid your taxes. And you're going to be like, this is going to be an interesting show. You know, they're going to be like, I am in Free Talk Live Studios where the feds or the IRS CID is about to bust down the door for my refusal to pay my property taxes.
I don't have property taxes. The church owns this property.
Yes.
Who was the, there's a dentist, I think, was it in New Hampshire that he refused to pay the taxes? And
You're referring to Ed and Elaine Brown.
Oh, yeah, I remember about them.
Are now in prison in their 70s, I think. They're fairly old. It was she who was the dentist. Elaine Brown was the dentist. Ed was a pest exterminator. And he was just as crazy as a Mad Hatter. He believed the Illuminati was out to get him. And they were nice enough folks. I remember after we moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, we actually went to Ed and Elaine Brown's house for a tour. I think they just recently put that house back on the market, and I think it might have sold finally after probably a decade. So the federal government stole their house from them after coming after them for non-payment of taxes. And there were concerns that there were landmines that were placed in the property. And so that was one of the reasons why they had a hard time selling the property, apparently, because there were booby traps, ostensibly, maybe, that, you know, the new owners didn't really feel like discovering.
And the government, of course, the government doesn't have any ability to detect landmines. They couldn't have brought in the U.S. military to de-landmine and find a place. And
still, though, would you trust the government to de-landmine the piece of property before you bought it? I sure wouldn't.
Yeah, probably not. I mean,
so maybe we can trust the fire department to de-landmine some places, because apparently they're getting more and more militarized, which was a shocking turn of events for me. I mean, you know, right when you think you've seen it all, with the police getting all kinds of military equipment, I mean, they just seem to be maxed out almost on militarism. Well, now the federal government is moving on, and they are militarizing
fire
departments.
We gotta give the bulletproof vest to the fire department now.
It's real. That's exactly what we witnessed happen yesterday evening at the Keene City Council meeting.
We need to give law anti-tank rockets to the police. They need to have fragmentation grenades and tanks and
well, that's definitely happening with the police, but so it hasn't gone that bad with the fire department yet. But they are actually, James, you've got the list of requests that, so the fire chief came in front of the city council.
Yep.
We actually weren't there for this reason. We didn't know that was going to be happening. We were there for a completely different reason, and this thing came up. We were actually there for parking fines.
We're proposing
increasing those. But.
So the City of Keene Fire Department, they got...
Oh, hold on. Don't spoil the surprise. We'll get into what the laundry list of requests from the fire department as funded by the...
Leader of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.